The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. As far as I can tell, science is about predicting the future. Science examines what things are and invents theories of what can happen. Let go of something, and it will drop. Burn more coal, and the oceans will rise. Science is a methodical search for certainty. Thanks to some expensive equipment and a lot of arcane math, the two big certainties of the 20th century turned out to be that any theory of everything will leave something out, and nothing is the way it seems. Gravity is wrinkles, rocks are mostly empty space, and all the particles in the universe could be anywhere, or everywhere at once, and on their way to everywhere else. That last one is quantum mechanics, a notion that's associated with luminaries like Niels Bohr, Werner Heisenberg, and Schrödinger's cat. Quantum mechanics considers the smallest constituents of matter, like photons, electrons, and neutrinos. Quantum mechanics speaks in probabilities. No matter what spot you identify, there is a non-zero probability that any particle could be in it or heading towards it. Fortunately, without particle accelerators to contradict our senses, the physical world we inhabit stays intact for us, or at least intact enough that we think it's intact. But what's going on really? I mean, really, really? How do you connect all the dots? Quantum probabilities, black holes, the speed of light? More scientifically, the question is, what is the grand unified theory? Nobody knows. Superstring theory is one of the prevailing viewpoints. Strings, being the littlest little things of which other little things are made, littler than quarks or gluons or whatever the last little thing was that needed to be thought up to be littler than the previous little thing, which together with its rules of operation still wasn't little enough to explain everything. That's one viewpoint. My favorite viewpoint is the many worlds hypothesis, one that most scientists reject out of hand, but not being a scientist, I'm free to believe it. In the many worlds hypothesis, the reason why the calculations show that every minute particle might just be anywhere is that they all are. In other words, all possible universes exist at once. In The Fabric of the Cosmos, Brian Greene politely calls the notion intolerably exorbitant, saying its obvious extravagance suffers from a lack of economy. It's just not the kind of thing a scientist can take and run with. In the many worlds hypothesis, probability, measurement, and experimental results stop making sense. Many worlds can explain some things, too, like falling out of love and why nobody ever quite sees Bigfoot. Many worlds does away with the cosmic Calvinism of slogging through life after life until you finally get it right and be nice. When all those lives are going on at once, you aren't forever making up for all the ways you haven't been perfect yet. Instead, you're drawn towards all possible futures and informed by all the possible versions of the past. Many worlds can explain dreaming, life-changing flashes of insight, and why your keys aren't in your pocket anymore after you know you put them there. With many worlds, it doesn't matter if you skip the math. If I was a many-world scientist, I could still ponder gravitons and the spin of quasars. I could postulate 17 additional dimensions and theorize whether they were rolled up in tiny bubbles or encapsulating one another. I could, but I think I would rather work on the machine to fly my consciousness sideways and get myself over into the world where butter knives and plastic pop bottles aren't weapons and old soldiers and crazy people don't get tasered and killed by the cops. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.